If you are feeling anxious, overwhelmed, just not sure of where this week is heading for you, this episode is for you. Well, good morning. Okay, I love a good Monday, but I know that not everyone does. And the Monday blues, it's a real thing for a lot of people. So something that I have personally been striving for and really anchoring into over the last couple of years is just this level of fulfillment, of peace, living in peace, feeling peace, and all this amidst the chaos of this beautiful and wild ride we call life. So in today's podcast episode, this Monday pep talk, I am 100% the first to admit that I do not have this all figured out every single day, but I do have some strategies in my toolkit that definitely have allowed me to feel a better, more grounded way of living and not feeling that anxiety that I used to feel when a new week would start or a new day and some of those just feelings that kind of kick in as we do life. So I hope that today's podcast episode meets you exactly where you are in exactly the right moment. Let's get to it. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant, whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. Good morning, good Monday morning, or whenever you're catching this episode, I hope you're having a brilliant start to your day. And today's pep talk, honestly, is just, I gave myself a pep talk over the weekend as we were wrapping up March break. And of course, I knew it was going to be March break with my kids. And the reality, though, is when you own a business or you run a couple of companies, there's always people needing you. There's always things to do. And I know that you can apply that to your own life as well. It's not just my life. It doesn't matter, really matter what we do. It doesn't matter whether you're a stay-at-home mom, if you are a career mom, if you have a business. I mean, the reality is that our to-do list, well, it just never ends. So over the last many years, like just over a decade of being a mom, of running companies, I've realized and learned a lot of things along the way. And generally speaking, that's come at the expense of me, you know, either burning out a little bit, having that complete overwhelm, and really having to have a level of awareness and then take action to actually like fix what was going on. So that's where this conversation really comes from today, because I was feeling those feelings coming up at the end of last week, moving into the weekend, and then looking ahead at a crazy, full, amazing, abundant couple of weeks on the horizon. So I say this because I am you. I go through these things as well too, but I do feel that I do have a few strategies that really, I call it the art of course correcting. To be honest, I actually don't even know if I've recorded a podcast on that, but I use that term a lot in the coaching that I do or have done over the years, whereby we talk about it's not so much the failing forwards or the challenges or the stuck in friction that kind of can come up in life, in health, in business, in career, in family, relationships, all of the areas. Like we have these things that come up, and really it's our ability to course correct and get back on track as fast as possible that will ensure that we're not derailed for longer than we need to be. So if you are, you know, feeling anxious as you start your week or you begin your day, this is for you. But before we get into that, I just want to say, oh my goodness, Her Collab Co., we are officially 3 years old, officially this week at the time of this recording, but we're celebrating all month long, which is really, really fun. Our co-working and event space that is designed specifically for ambitious women is such a blessing in my own life. I feel so grateful that I get to pioneer this community and create this movement of women who desire to do life with other amazing women, upgrading, you know, their skill set, what they know, how they apply that to their life. We have really important conversations. We curate in-person and online hangouts where you get to meet other incredible women. And I am obsessed with the members that we have in our space. Like, there are women creating really cool products, services, impact in our local community and far beyond. So being able to support our really local female economy is something I am so passionate about. The best way to just keep in touch with what we're doing or learn more about what we're doing is head to hercollabco.com. I'm actually really excited to announce that our new, brand new, improved website will be launching in the next week or so. So stand by. There's some updates rolling out over there. But you can also click in the show notes. We have a full event schedule for the rest of March, online and in person, and April will be dropping really soon too. So please know you are always welcome. You can come and try co-working for the day. You can book an event ticket. You can book your own event and use our space either, you know, for a pop-up market. Maybe you're an artist or a freelancer. You could have a gallery, and maybe, you know, wellness retreats. We've had workshops. We've had small team meetings in there, bridal showers, baby showers. Like, there's lots of beautiful ways that you can use our sacred, cozy little space, really as a headquarters for your life and for your dreams. But just make sure you check out what's going on over there, because my heart and my mission is connecting as many women to each other as we can, allowing us to cheer each other on and to really just have this knowing and this trust that there is more than enough for all of us. So we would love to welcome you into our community, have you at an upcoming event. So just make sure to check the link in the show notes so you are totally up to speed on what's happening there. Okay, now back to our conversation today. For the weary, for the tired, for the anxious. Okay, so one of the biggest ways, clearly, that we can experience that level of peace that I really believe that we all desire in some capacity is just to live in the present. And it's really hard in the modern society and world that we live in, the way that we design our days, the needs of those around us, you know, our commitments. But generally speaking, and I think if you really pay attention more clearly to your thoughts and your feelings, if you are constantly feeling that level of anxiety, it's really coming from worrying about the future. And that's not like breaking news. I know you know that. But sometimes I think it's like our mind gets us into this spiral and it's so hard to get ourselves out of it. And the more we worry, the more we think, the more anxiety we often experience. So in those moments, what I really do, here's like, not the mic drop, but here's what I do. I bring my attention to my breath, to the physical moment that I'm sitting in. What's going on around me? What can I see? What can I smell? And I focus on gratitude. Gratitude allows us to anchor into the present moment. And it is really hard to sit in stillness and to sit and feel a level of peace and fulfillment. But personally, this is something I have really had to work hard at over the last many years. And I don't know if you can relate to this. And not the last many years, I feel like really it's ever since I became a mom and really started my businesses, where I have really big, lofty goals. I have very ambitious goals of really helping a lot of people, creating a lot of impact. And sometimes when you are somebody who's very ambitious, like me, you also apply a lot of pressure to yourself. And so I found that I was doing this, you know, even in between having my children. And I mean, I could have taken a mat leave, but I didn't. You know, I always got back to work as soon as I kind of could or wanted to. And sometimes I don't know if that was maybe the best thing to do. I wish I would have had that level of awareness to know, like, work will be there when you get back. There's time, you know, trust the process of all things. But that's just, I guess, part of my story so that now I can support other people in not having that anxiety that I really was feeling in those moments. So I think if you're somebody who's ambitious, we just put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and in like sometimes a good, healthy way, but sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves that it's not healthy. And so for me, when I feel that leveling of anxiety, like I was saying, and I don't use that word lightly, I recognize that some people really do have, you know, panic attacks and are really struggling with this. So please just hear me when I say this. I'm not like, you know, diagnosing or telling you everything of how to manage that. There's lots of different tools, but this is just what has worked for me with my busy mind and my big goals and doing all the things as a mom, you know? So for me, it's really just recognizing in those moments, like at the end of last week, I didn't work very much, which was fine. You know, my husband and I were kind of passing off between March break things and activities and play dates and sleepovers and 4-on-4 hockey tournaments and all the things, which is fine. I still got some work hours in. It's not like I didn't have anything, but this week and the next couple of weeks, I've got lots of events going on. There's lots of marketing to get to, social media. I mean, just follow up and nurturing customers and clients. Yes, that was my puppy. I've let him into the room with me. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. We'll see if I have to press pause for a second. But I could feel that level of anxiety starting to rise in my body. And when I feel that start to happen, I now have more tools like communicating with my husband and my children, recognizing even just by sitting down for an hour of focused, like of a work sprint, I can get a lot done and get a lot off my mind. But I also, what I will do is just anchor into the present moment and focus on gratitude and recognizing like, it's okay. So there's so much beauty in my life. I will get to what needs to be done. And it's when I'm kind of like in that spiral of worrying about the future. So I'm sure that you can relate to that. And what I will say is when I'm in that state, if I don't catch myself and course correct as quickly as I probably could, everyone suffers. You know, like my husband doesn't get the best of me. I'm usually a little more irritable or frustrated with my kids. And that's not fun for anyone. So I feel like in this, you know, very non-linear way that we heal as a human and we learn and understand ourselves when we move through different seasons of life, living in the present is the most beautiful and brilliant way to anchor yourself into this moment in time right now. So the next time that you feel that like bubbling inside of either irritability or anxiousness and you catch your thoughts and knowing that you're worrying about things that you can't honestly control. So I'm relating this to work right now, but I'm also recognizing like, again, we had a very hard, scary season. If you want to go back and listen to the episodes where I sat down with my husband, you can do that and you'll understand a little more fully. But we had some health challenges and a big scare. And in that moment, in those moments too, this is what I did. I didn't know what else to do. I was so desperate. I didn't know how to handle the feelings that I was feeling and the worry and being scared and waiting, you know? So I'm saying that this can be applied to a lot of different things. I'm kind of applying it to you because I know you are an ambitious, motivated, inspired, excited person who has a lot that you want to accomplish. But at the end of the day, as we take on life in general, and there are those really hard things and seasons that we have to work our way through, understanding our thoughts, understanding how to get ourselves out of that, anchoring into gratitude. And just to take that one step further, what I would normally do is turn that even into a habit stack. Like it wasn't necessarily in that season when things were really scary, that I was so aware of what I was necessarily doing, but I would sit down with a healing beverage or warm tea. I would sit with my Bible. I would I would do breath work. I would stretch, just knowing that my body was holding on to so much. I would pray and just anchor into gratitude for what was already good. And so, again, I don't know how this applies to you right now, today, in when you're listening to this, but I want us to acknowledge that our minds are busy, wild, amazing places, and there's so much creativity and beauty that can come from it, but we need to stop the spiral sometimes. And if you're constantly feeling overwhelmed about a new week or a new day or all the to-do things, like, let's switch that. We get to do these things. We have the opportunity. So these are the things I'm telling myself too. And so I have a few mantras that will often pop into mind, and I've kind of like trained my brain to do this for me. But when time is generally my, you know, my greatest commodity, really, I say things to myself like, I make time for what matters. I remind myself there's always enough time, even though it doesn't always feel like it. I make time for what matters. I trust the timing of my life. That to me has been so life-giving. It makes me feel like I'm never behind. I'm right on time. And I believe that, you know, God has gone before me. He goes with me, beside me. And sometimes in this modern world that we live in, we get to see everybody else's highlight reel. And even though we're aware of that and we know, it can still do crazy things with our brain and make us feel like we're not enough and we're behind and not doing enough and all that stuff. So I want you to just come up with your own little toolkit, whatever that is for today, and really think about as you look ahead to the rest of your week, knowing that there is a lot to do. There's a lot to prep. There's a lot of food to make. There's a lot of activities to run your kids to, appointments, calls to make, work. I mean, it's a lot. So acknowledge that you are incredible and you always get it done. And sometimes we just have to tighten up our boundaries a little bit and pay attention to our thoughts, not let the world dictate how we feel every day and tell us how we should be spending our time. No, you get to choose how you are spending your time. And remember, you make time for what matters. I think it's also just really, really important, you know, to not also live in regret, is to turn the page. And I feel like I've got better at doing this over the years because, you know, when we're not in the present, we're often looking into the future, we're looking into the past. And regret is a really hard pill to swallow. And I mean, the reality is that everybody has regret. We all have made mistakes. We've all said the wrong thing, done the wrong thing, hurt somebody. I mean, been hurt. There's so many things that could eat you up alive inside if we focus on that all the time, living in the past. But I was finishing up this book, which is so good. I think I've mentioned her before. You can even go back to a recent episode where I was talking about some of my favorite things. I've got the book linked in there for you. But Coach Dar, I saw her speak in person at a convention I was at in the fall. And it's The Art of Bouncing Back. And her story is wild. It's she's an amazing coach. And she works with, you know, professional athletes, top CEOs of these massive corporations. And it's really impressive, but she breaks down systems to get back on track. So I'm saying The Art of Course Correcting, she calls it The Art of Bouncing Back, but she talked about turning the page. And I'll let you go get the book and read more about it, but it's like this, don't overcomplicate it. Like it can be as easy as that, as recognizing what happened is done. And you get to turn the page, but nobody can do that for you. So sometimes we are holding on to things and grudges and anger, and it's creating this worry about the future because of how we haven't maybe handled it or accepted what happened. And I'm not saying it's like an overnight thing. We all have to work through depending on the level of hurt or the mistake or whatever, but just choosing to turn the page, to not live in the past, and choosing to recognize when your thoughts go into the future and not worrying about things that you cannot control allows us to stay more peaceful, more present, more fulfilled. And I think it's important, you know, celebrate the wins when you recognize that you're able to anchor yourself back when you're starting to have those feelings. And remember, it's a journey. This is a journey that we're on. We've never done this before. We're figuring it out. And I think that we do get to be refined by the fire, which doesn't always feel good. But when you have that anxiety or those feelings kind of bubbling to the surface, I just want you to remember this conversation and come up with your own mantra that feels really good about anchoring you back into the present moment. Maybe you come up with a bit of a habit stack that feels really good for you. But I really want you to not live in that state. You know, you are doing amazing things. You show up every day. You do the best that you can do. And that is good enough. That is totally good enough. And so I don't know, have these conversations even with your girlfriends or send this podcast to somebody that you know could use this little pep talk this week. Because I think it's also a pretty beautiful thing when you realize that a lot of us feel this way, but it's the tools that we can lean on and simplifying those strategies that really allow us to pull ourselves out of that and recognizing worrying changes nothing. You know, I had to figure that out too a few years ago. I couldn't worry. I had no control. There were things I could not control about the journey that we were walking. And that's a scary, crazy thing because for so much of our life, sometimes we feel that we are in control. Or at least that was my story. I think I thought I could control a lot of things. And in those moments of just pure surrender, I mean, you have no other option than to anchor into the present moment because you can't control. I couldn't worry about, you know, what the next test was going to say or what our next options were. Like there was just so many unknowns and things that we couldn't worry about. And the same could be true if you're just looking at your week and your schedule wondering like, how in the actual heck is this all going to happen? I had to do that this morning, actually. I sat down and I had to ask for some help. I reached out to some family and grandparents just to say like, hey, I need some help this week if that's an option. And it's amazing how that like level of presence, it just pulled me back in. There's no more worry. I've got it all figured out. So apply that to your life, however that lands for you today. So I hope as you head out, I hope that you are just recognizing maybe where your thoughts and feelings are. There's a few tangible things that you can do in here of just creating that habit stack. Share this with a friend if you think that this could really bless them as well too. But I hope that you have a brilliant rest of your day. Thank you so much for being here. I hope to see you at an upcoming in-person or online event. All of the information is linked in the show notes for you. We've got lots of amazing things happening in our community. And I just hope that you go and make it a great day. And I'll catch you back here on Thursday. Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.